Welcome to Portlandians, a filthy little podcast.
About music.
Comedy.
And revolution.
You're listening to Portlandians show number 20. Today's show may contain
music
and or
comedy.
Freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking. Without thinking. Of the time when I've been low.
Hey folks, welcome back. Sorry about the hiatus. We'll get into that a little bit later. But welcome back. You're listening to the first show of the second season of Portlandians. We'll get into all that later, because I want to get right into the show, because I love this show. This is a show called A Non-Spike Lee Joint with Donovan, subtitled The Night We Met a Legend of Music. This is about a night that was so unforgettable, which I then, of course, forgot most of. I love this story. I love this night. I love that I finally got it recorded so I won't continually forget it for the rest of my life. But I want to get right into it, so I'll get through this stuff as quick as samingly possible. So, yeah, this is a story about how myself and two of my friends met and hung out with Donovan backstage. It was a friend that you'll hear on the show who wants to be called Freebird. and then a friend of ours named Jay, who for some reason I cannot get the fact that he was in this story into my head. I cannot get it into my head. You'll hear me keep saying two people. There was just the two of us. Or there's just these us two guys or something. And you'll hear my friend who wants to be called Freebird correct me a few times, and then after a while he just gives up. But I can remember our friend Jay. I remember him. I know what he looks like. I remember times I spent with him. I can remember he drove on this night. I can remember his Volkswagen bus. I can remember being in that aforementioned Volkswagen bus with him on the night, but I cannot remember a thing about him being in the building. It's really awful, it's really weird, but that's a thing. So you'll hear me keep saying two of us, and you'll hear my friend correct me a few times and then just give up. Another thing is, because I am part of this story, I thought it'd be interesting if we had Freebird and myself be the guests and a guest host interview us. Planned it all out, had the person lined up, had the time slot lined up. Freebird backed out. We had to reschedule. Ended up being shelved basically for a few months until this one night where it kind of just worked out. It locked in. We were both available, but it was like we either do this, you come over to my house right now and we do this right now, or who knows when we'll do it. So, ended up going with right now, and our friend who wants to be called Orion, I basically asked him to guest host with about 10 minutes of notice, which I think is actually better that he didn't have notice, because he has a lot of fun with the questions that he asks and the tone of his voice during the questions. So you'll hear that. So yeah, let's go right into it. A non-Spike Lee joint with Donovan.
I'll pick up your hand slowly.
Hey, Atlantis.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to hear, pray tell, stories of one musical performance of a legend of a man, Donovan.
So Donovan is not someone who I would necessarily know.
Yeah, he used to be huge. There was a point where he was the British Bob Dylan.
Yeah. There was a time when he was...
when he was coming up and people were like, oh boy, the next Dylan. Here he is.
Mm-hmm. The yeah. British Bob and Dylan.
It was early, too. He came out yeah. like 65?
I don't know. I honestly...
Something like that?
I kind of gathered a lot after the show about his story.
Right. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, that was part of it that was, like, some of the background on him was he was the guy who introduced the Beatles to marijuana and LSD. He introduced the Beatles to the guy in India. Remember when they went to India?
Really?
To visit the Swami,
to the guy guru. The yeah, guru guy. But he had a name. Beyond Guru. But they introduced, supposedly, this is the supposed, that he introduced them to these things, so he's partly responsible for things like
well, he was the
Sergeant
originator
Peppers.
Of the term guru, right? Because his name was Jerry Guru.
The guy in India?
Yeah.
Jerry Guru? Yeah, they must have went to see
he
Jerry.
He was the original guru.
So Donovan's been around guru. For a while and is deeply steeped in the myth and lore of rock and roll.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
However,
he's created some of his own lore.
However, I mean, he got started when he was like 16, so the man really never had like a... He was a
normal
hit.
Life.
Right. He never, like, he was this very young guy thrown into fame before he became the, like,
the Taylor difference. Hicks.
Just like Taylor Hicks.
And so, have you ever seen Donovan another, live?
Oh, my I have. God. But one more tidbit was...
A tidbit.
One of the reasons why he didn't continue in that Bob Dylan-esque pathway was... He signed a record contract, and it was at that time that he veered away from his... Something about the record company that he lost is some of his creative independence. That's another piece of the puzzle.
Is that when he kind of fell away a little bit from the public eye?
I think so, and I'm basically going on what I've heard. There's a lot of hearsay going on in this story.
So tell us what you've heard, then.
Donovan. That's pretty much what I heard.
Okay. What about, why are we doing this?
Have you ever seen him live?
Why, yes. Why, yes, I did. I was there with a couple friends.
Who were they?
Oh, I think one was sitting one sitting next to me right now.
What are their social security numbers?
One is...
addresses and Facebook passwords.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. So that work for all of those people?
Everyone has the same password.
So it was...
This was Sam Davis. a certain Jay Shoot.
Was he the guy who wrote Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Yes.
Okay.
That same Jay, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. And we also knew... there was also someone else from our little group, but... It was my friend who was happened to be performing with Donovan.
All right. Who was he?
Mitch Marcus. Mitch Marcus, who I was a good friend from Dead Tour. That's where I met him, and we had many funny adventures on Dead Tour.
The Grateful Dead?
Why, yes, it was the Grateful Dead. Why, yes, it was.
Just making sure. There are many dead out there.
He was on tour with Body Worlds. So,
When was this? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
2006. Oh my God.
Jesus
Christ. Five?
Fuck.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You hate these years.
I have a hard time thinking about how many years it's been.
So it was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years back. A few years ago. Yeah, so my buddy was coming to town playing keyboards and also playing the saxophone for Donovan. And the reason he got into the band was Donovan decided he wanted to do a tour. And he was like, I want to reconnect to that like hippie scene. So he went to Berkeley and found jazz musicians in Berkeley to put together his band for the tour.
Do you think it was weird, the I want to get back into the hippie scene, and then he got jazz musicians? How do you say that? Musicians?
Yes. I guess he was trying to like touch back in on that beatnik-esque where it got started in the States. So he went like to Berkeley.
He still felt that leading edge was jazz, kind of.
Well, I think it was... So that was
like that was his route.
Yeah, I think that would be the...
Or maybe he just liked jazz.
And they're good musicians, you know? The musician mm-hmm. skills, I don't know. But he wanted to...
They can fucking music the shit out of that.
Yeah, every time. They lay it down.
So, the Aladdin.
It was at the Aladdin.
In Portland.
Theater.
Used to be a porn theater.
Oh.
Portland, Oregon.
Yes, they had Deep Throat on the marquee for like 10 years running.
Wow. 10 years of Deep Throat.
Or maybe it was like 7 years.
That's intense.
That sounds exhausting.
Oh my God. I can't imagine 10 years of Deep Throat.
Stick around, you won't have to.
Whoa, let's move on here. Let's get to the next. Let's cover some new ground. So, there we are, heading to the show. Me, Sam, and Dave. Jay.
Did we all go together? I can't remember.
Me, you, and Jay Shute went together.
I have a hard time picturing. See, here's the thing.
Actually, I have no idea how we got there.
Here's a reason. Here's a huge reason why I wanted to have you on. You remember way more of this story than I do, for some reason. I don't even think I smoked then.
I think,
cigarettes.
You just had a really bad memory.
That's,
it's true.
That's, like...
I don't even remember you being in the story.
Me being in the story?
Jay.
Oh.
Yeah, I asked you. Just as a random person off the street.
I really don't remember Jay's impact on the story at all, other than standing there and being, like, being in the room. So the story goes, we're going to the show, and,
is that your stomach?
Yeah.
So there we are, dude.
Do you remember any of the things he was saying?
Yes.
Between songs?
Well, the first set, like, there are some key moments, but I don't think I should, like, say those for a little bit, because I don't think they happened chronologically.
Okay.
So, or they did happen chronologically. Jump into the meat of it. But early on in the show, he really talked a lot about, like, remember when you were young and you were listening to the Beatles? Some of my friends, like Joan and Ringo. And he was telling his story of, like, songs and, like, trying to bring you back. And the guy was like,
didn't
four
he actually
and a half
say,
tall.
Do you remember the Beatles?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
The Beatles?
Do you remember the Beatles?
Do you remember the Beatles? Joan and Ringo.
No, Paul. We remember Donovan, but who are you talking about?
He was so short. He shuffled across the stage. He had a little shuffle. He would move very... I don't know, but he looked like an elfish trolley kind of character. So he looked like someone out of like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he looked like Merry and Pippin. Like a young hobbit.
Yes, a hobbit. Hobbit.
Skinny.
Hobbit, that's the word. Yeah, we didn't see his feet, but you would imagine they'd be large.
They were hairy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a lot of like, the memory story kind of telling. Like every song had a story. And,
Are you
train of thought derailed?
Do you think the song "Mellow Yellow" is about Portland's toilet flushing philosophy?
I think it really. I don't know which came first, really. I mean, it really inspired a toilet flushing philosophy, if not. The toilet flushing philosophy, it was written about that, or what came, or that song inspired people to not flush their toilets after urinating.
Well, it was a California governor during one of the water crises that went on the news and said, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Really?
I think so.
Well, that is a...
That's amazing.
...valuable piece of information.
I think it was, like, Governor, like, Pete Brown or something like that.
Who was the fucking guy? Who was that guy? Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown. He was all about the hooch. He's a big ganja man.
Not to be confused with Jerry Guru.
No.
Callback.
So this little guy's shuffling about the stage telling stories of the 60s. And we're surrounded. I mean, like, there's...
Are you the youngest people there?
Yeah, we're like in our very early 30s, late 20s. And the crowd is... You know, a lot of skullets, you know, a lot of ponytails hanging off of bald heads.
Oh, the Tidy Gallagher?
The Tidy Gallagher, yes. There was a lot of long hair. There was a lot of, like, that 60-year-old population was there, because that was, they loved Donovan.
Guys in overalls?
There were probably some overalls. There was also, you know, the clean, more cleaned up, like it's the night out to go see Donovan. But they were Donovan's people. And,
what do you mean by that?
I don't know.
When the Donovan rapture happens, they'll be taken.
But, so they just kept on working up the storytelling, and then I remember when the second set was starting, and the lights went down, right when they went dim, I heard, like, from a seat in front of us and two chairs over, I hear someone say, "Oh, the memories."
Unironically.
And
oh, I love it.
The laughs that hit me and Sam were so big that I definitely could not hear the opening of the second set. Because it was so fucking funny to hear this one. Oh, the memories.
That was a big moment for them.
And it was the lights dimming. And he really like painted this, like he really took them back. To that time.
That was
and
the moment where all the times when he said, "Remember when," in the first set, caught up with them.
Yeah.
That was when they remembered.
And I wonder if he was offended when you guys laughed loudly.
Well, the laughs were, it was like, it was more interfering. Like, we were like biting our arms to like keep the noise down because we didn't want to hurt any, like, interfere with anyone else. The mental laughter.
We were respectful.
Yeah, we were not trying to ruin anyone's show. And they were fucking loving that shit. What are some other highlights when he talked about Portland? He kept talking to us a lot. Oh, this Portland.
Oh, yeah, it was like two-minute song and then like 3 minutes of telling a story.
Everyone loves books. What a wonderful place with Powell's books. I went to this town with books, and there were books, and everyone's reading books everywhere I go. All the while, he's 4.5 feet tall. And he was killing it, man. His show was good. So as the show, I feel like I'm trying to drag it out a little, but I'll just go for the meat.
Ooh.
So then I think I'm trying to like, the show was just great. The guy really put on this show, but it was really funny. Like he was this tiny 4.5 foot man who just shuffled about the stage, which is
with his little really small,
itty bitty guy. And he had hair like Joan Jett. It was also really cool, like, because it was my friend who was, who did
kinda,
the,
it was like brown Peter Frampton hair.
Peter Frampton hair, brown, yeah. Yep, and he was, yep.
70s yeah. Peter Frampton, not the, infomercial Peter Frampton.
Not infomercial Peter Frampton. Not, songs from the 70s. Albums from Time Life Books Peter Frampton. So then, the show was winding down and he encored Mellow Yellow. He did, the song that went, "Hey Atlantis!" Which is a really bizarre song where he's like, that's the one that down below the sea. That's the song, but like he does it like the beginning of the song is really this long speech about this mist about the song, the city of Atlantis. I think the name of the song is like the city of Atlantis, and I think it just opens with like the down, but like this long speech, which is really bizarre, like this crazy like Lord of the Rings kind of story of Atlantis that he wrote for the song. And then he busts in, then like at the end of the story he goes, "Hey Atlantis!" And then the song like sort of kicks into more like, "Down below the sea, it's where I wanna be."
Because you've probably heard, first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Do you remember that one?
Is that Donovan?
No.
The good stuff, though, is coming up. And we got to meet him later on.
Oh.
And that's when it really got good.
So the show ends.
So the show ends.
Your buddy comes out.
The show ends, and Mitch comes out, and he's like, "You guys want to come back and meet him? Meet Donovan?" We're like, yeah, totally.
Course.
So of course we want to meet Donovan, and so we go backstage, and it's a real simple backstage, and we just like walk into this room that's not much, well, it's bigger than this room, but same sort of decor, just like a little simple cement walled room.
Well,
and
in this, can we talk about the hallway? So we walk backstage. Well, your buddy comes out and is like, "Hey, you want to come backstage and meet Donovan?" We're like, "Yeah, fucking, of course." And then he just kind of like zips backstage, and we're kind of just trying to, do we follow? Do we not? Are we supposed to? And then, so he's pulling away from us, and then he must mean to follow him, so we got to catch up. So we walk back. So now we're alone. We're just two dudes from the crowd walking backstage.
And Jay.
Where Donovan is. And Jay?
And Jay's walking with us.
Okay. Why do I not remember that?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
I know.
So, we walk down a hallway, and then it kind of like switchbacks around. We come back the other way. And right as we turn, at the end of a long hallway, there's a couple of doors off to the sides of the hallway, but from our vantage point, it's a long hallway. At the very end of the hallway, there's an open door.
The
only person that we can see is Donovan sitting on a couch with a bottle of red wine sitting next to like a dorm fridge on a couch. And then keep in mind, we're two dudes from the crowd. We're not with your buddy.
Right, we're not walking in with Mitch.
Donovan sees two random dudes walk backstage, stands up with the bottle of wine and goes, "Come on down, come on in.
Come on in,
hey,
come on
boys,
in.
Come on in.
Yeah, you want a drink?"
Beckoning us into the room.
Come on in, hey guys.
So we're like, oh, there's like a big backstage party, whatever going on. We walk down the hallway to the room. We walk in, we get to the room, we realize he's the only person in the room. It's like a 20 by 30 room.
Yeah.
With a couple of couches, Donovan and a bottle of wine. So now it's just the two of us with Donovan.
And we're just like, And then, was it at that point, had Mitch arrived in the room yet?
No.
Did he offer us drinks before Mitch came in?
Mm-hmm. He's like, what do you want? We got wine. We got beer.
Come on, let me get you a drink. Let me get you a drink.
Offering to pour, like, starting to pour it for us and everything. We're like, what the fuck is Donovan is
pouring. Donovan's all of a sudden this, like, tiny little guy. He's like, oh, hey, here you go. Here's a drink.
He's a generous man.
And he's very generous.
And he's a generous lover as well. And he, I swear to God, he's 5'2".
Yes. He's really that short.
That's pretty short.
And he shuffles when he walks. And he has his hands... he has his arms out in front of him, but his hands hang.
Like,
so his hands like...
like T-Rex arms.
Yeah, he has a little T-Rex kind of like...
a little limp
about.
Wrist.
He's very limp. And they bob. And he was like, oh, hello. Come on in. Hey, hello. Come on in.
With the cute... his voice sounds like Arthur.
Yes, exactly. He did. He sounded like Arthur. I was just thinking he sounded...
slurring, though.
I'll less slurring, but still some slurring present. slurring present.
So, then eventually people came in. Other people came
and
in.
And then eventually people
your
came
buddy,
in.
Other people
and
in
he
band.
Also... He also realized that he gave us everything in the fridge to drink and there was no more alcohol. Like, he'd given us everything that was there. He cleaned out his fridge to give us stuff. And then we felt bad because we were, like, holding beers and wine and he didn't have a drink. I'm not sure if he might have just finished his drink. But he was, like, so nice. He just gave us everything.
And his band didn't have anything, did they? Or did they have stuff in the other room?
I think his band was just... Well, the band was... So right. No, the band was kind of... Yeah, the band was the guy... Like, one of them came in, and then eventually, like, two friends of theirs or, like, siblings... Like, someone else in the band, his sister or brother, came in. And some dude in a jacket who was, like, Donovan's, like, manager sidekick to keep an eye on him. Was, like, passing in and out of the room. Who was, like, some old dude. Some old roadie-looking guy.
And then the guy...
And then he was all...
Tell me if I'm jumping ahead, stop me. But no, I was going to get to the circle.
Yeah, then we're standing around. We're like, someone said, hey, can we smoke one?
There was somebody else in the band that had, like, a joint rolled or something.
Yeah. And so they pulled it out.
Start passing it
That's
around.
Right. Someone pulled out, like, one of the guys from the band, or the friend of someone else from the band, pulled out a joint. And started passing it around.
There
and
was
it,
some,
it wasn't
like it was
coming.
Weird...
It wasn't coming to like the other our half of the room. They were like passing it to each other, and then they gave it to Donovan.
And,
and Donovan's like, "Hey, you guys got to hit this man." And he like,
well, I never remembered about the us drinking their shit before.
We didn't have too many drinks. There's only like three beers were in the fridge.
It must have been just his stash.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, so. The other people came in, and it was some weird dynamic. Where like it was like the boyfriend, the creepy boyfriend of the girl in the band, or something weird like that. I felt like that was the dynamic. There was a girl in the band, and like her
boyfriend and her boyfriend's brother, maybe
probably an asshole boyfriend had rolled the joint so that he could smoke it with the band and Donovan, and they started passing it around, and then we're just kind of like. A little outside the circle, like,
right.
Yeah. And it's just going around and goes around almost the entire circle, gets to Donovan, and Donovan breaks the circle, turns around to us, and goes, "Hey, you guys are getting skipped. We want some of this." I couldn't believe that he was the one.
Right, he was the one who stopped
the one
to notice.
The one that's completely separated from everyday life and having to be nice to people.
And,
That's fascinating. Tell me more.
I don't know where you're going to jump. I don't want to jump.
No.
You remember more of
this. I was trying to think. Oh, then came the photo.
I'm thinking of the photo. Okay.
The photo. And then and the smoking process, I wasn't at the time a smoker. And but then came the photo time where we're like, oh, let's take some. It was like someone, this girl is like, I got a camera. Can I get some pictures? He's like, yeah, let's take pictures, everybody, let's take some pictures. And he got really excited that we were going to take pictures, and we started snapping pictures, and someone's like, oh, hey. And he's like, and then he takes the camera and starts taking pictures of us.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then we're like, but we're like, it's Donovan, so we don't want to like be like the guys to tell him what to do, but we're thinking, like, obviously we want pictures of us with you or of you. And he's like, hey, hold this banana. And he has this girl hold a banana and hold it up and smile. He's like, oh, that's great. Electric banana, baby. Yeah.
And he was like, and he turns into Awesome Pop.
Totally. But he was like saying stuff that was like all trippy, funny, kind of like, banana, man. Take the picture with the banana. Yeah.
Electric banana, baby.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, yeah, and you, now it's all sit down, take it, we're like, let's get one together. He's like, yeah, you sit here, and he, like, set us all up on this bench, or like this, yeah, this couch. Like bench couch thing,
yeah.
And then we're all kind of, like, sitting there, and we're like, there's no room, and he's like, it would be great if we get some lady to lay across you and all of you like that, that'd be awesome, and we're like, yeah, we're like, So we're like going to be like, you're going to take a picture of us all together? Like, we want a picture with Donovan. And we're like, can we? And he took it of us, I think. And then he's like, can we get what we want? You in the picture, too. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, of course, I'll get in the picture. And then he winds up laying across our laps.
But then in my memory, he just dove. Like ran and jumped.
He just dove across us.
Like he set the timer?
No, he gave it to someone else.
Okay.
But in the process of diving on us,
and jumps on the laps of everyone on the couch.
He like grabbed my sack. Donovan grabbed my junk in the process of laying on top of us. And I was like,
you don't say.
I was like, that's weird, but you know what? He was probably just getting on us, and it's not a big, you know, like, whatever. That was obviously, that's an accidental moment. I was not thinking anything of it. So then he lays on us, and we take this great picture, and we're like, this is hilarious. But then when he gets off, he grabs my junk again. And that's when I was like, wait a minute, Donovan grabbed my junk twice. What a strange situation for Donovan.
Now you're flashing back to, why didn't he give us that wine?
And, yeah, a little, and I'm just kind of like,
maybe you're his type.
Just like, okay, we went from just, that was funny, and but there was no other moves at all. He just saw a chance to, like, to grab my junk twice. Like, Donovan grabs my junk twice. That's as far as it went. Nothing ever happened later on in the evening. There was nothing, no attempts or flirting, but it was just a funny thing that that wasn't accidental. He copped a cheap feel on me.
I think maybe he lost his ring in your lap or something?
So, we continued to hang out and laugh, and he was just such a nice little guy.
What a nice little man.
And so then came, I'm thinking it's time for us to walk out of the dressing room. Are you remembering anything else from the dressing room?
No, I guess it's straight to the hallway.
So then we're going, and the hallway is now really dark. We got a little buzz on us. And so we're just, we're just being like,
it was
swept
three of
out
us.
There. There was like a group, there was a
three. UJ and I.
Yep.
Donovan.
Mitch, Donovan. I'm walking with Mitch. You're walking with Donovan. And then there's like some of the other people.
Donovan's handler.
And Donovan's handler.
Slash bodyguard,
yeah,
whatever.
Like roadie looking guy in like the black satin Donovan jacket.
he plays on the Donovan Little League team.
Oh my God. And so we're being whisked through these dark hallways. You're walking up in front of him, and he's talking to Sam throughout the walk. He's saying, telling Sam, I know in San Francisco, a famous scent maker, one of my best friends is a famous scent maker from San Francisco. And then we get to this point where it's dark. It's just dark and we're standing. We don't even know we're at a door. We think we're at a door, but it's very dark. Yeah, we're at a door.
So we just stopped at the backstage door at this point, right?
And we don't know like where this door leads, and we're all just sort of like captivated by this whole. We're swept into this strange little Donovan world.
He starts going into
and he says, scent. "Yeah." He starts saying, "My best friend is a famous scent maker in San Francisco, and he believes in the future. Everything will have a scent.
Everyone,
and every moment." Will have a scent.
Moment will have its own scent.
And then he reaches into his pocket. He pulls out a plastic bag, unrolls a plastic bag, opens up a glass vial.
Like a sandwich bag.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a sandwich bag. Takes out a glass vial, opens the glass vial.
Meanwhile,
before he opens
the Donovan jacket on.
He's standing right there.
Rolling his eyes.
Yeah. Yep, here we go. Here we go. Here's Donovan. And then he says, he like pulls out the vial and then he says, this is the scent of now. And he opens up the vial. And it's just some sort of like, you know, some sort of like oil, some like essential oil. I don't know. It was the smell of now. It was the smell of that moment. And then after that, all of a sudden, the doors just burst open. Two doors fly open.
Right, yeah, well, also. Right.
First, me and Mitch.
Hold on.
Okay. Because me and Mitch went through the doors first.
Okay, so, but he's doing the scent thing. He does the scent of now thing. And then his handler guy
basically just like puts his hand on his back and like kind of like, all right, now okay, yeah, okay, we gotta go now.
Yeah,
back to the hotel.
And then
kind of like guiding him out the door, like that's enough. And then go ahead.
The doors open, and me and Mitch walk out before, and then the doors close behind us, and this mob hits us of people who are like, Donovan! And they're all coming at me with, like, stuff to autograph. We're like, what the fuck? And we're not Donovan. I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Like, this, like, all these, like, older people who were like, I want an autograph! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! And then the doors from behind, and we're like, we're not Donovan. And then they, like, quickly realize that. Then the doors open again, and they all, like, go from us to, like, Sam, Donovan, and the guy who's, like, walking him. And then they just whisk him to a van that's parked there. And he's like, they're like, Donovan, Donovan. He's like, oh, I love you, yes, okay. And he's signing all this
meanwhile,
stuff.
Meanwhile, we're standing right behind him, like, pinned up against the building.
All these, like, middle-aged
like
fans.
Kind of smiling awkwardly and waving at these people, holding up Donovan signs. And
wow.
The scent of now.
They're probably thinking that we're, like, in his entourage or one of the roadies or something.
Totally.
His homies.
And then he got into a van and people are, like, leaning on the windows. And he's like, I love you all. And he gets whisked away.
And then we went to the Hotcake House. Didn't we?
It's a good chance we did.
I feel like every time I'm within walking distance of that place, I've gone to it.
We went next door and we
and there you were all like, well, that just happened.
I was like, wow, that was really weird. And then
we should end it.
We all just sat there and talked about Donovan.
Mm-hmm. So that's the story of when we met Donovan.
That's the story of Donovan.
Story of us.
That's quite a story.
They make a funny sketch.
A very special Donovan.
I can see a sketch.
A very special touched by a Donovan.
Touched by a Donovan. It would make a great Saturday Night Live sketch.
Electrical banana is gonna be a sudden grace.
And now it's time for
Lugs.
Alright, so like I said before, this is the first show of Portlandian Season 2. That means a few things. That means that shows 1 through 19, I'm calling Season 1. Eventually those will be bundled together as an MP3 download. That'll be nice for somebody, probably me. Also, what that means is I'm establishing a kind of a pattern where I'll do about 20 shows over the course of about a year. I'll call that a season. Then I'll take a break. Also, for Season 2, I have a new schedule. Shows are going to come out on Fridays. Unfortunately, it's going to be every 3 weeks for now. Every 2 weeks is just way too much work. On top of a full-time job, I haven't done anything with my music in a long time. Also need some time to do some of the logistical stuff with this site, promote it. I also need to buy more gear.
Things that will help me out.
Share things on Facebook, on Twitter, on Stumble, on Tumblr, on Google Plus, on Dig, on Pinterest. Now, a Reddit share button, a WordPress share button, and then there's also this weird one too called email. You can do all of that stuff right off the posts on Portlandians.com. You can also go on iTunes, rate it, give it a comment. All those things will help me get sponsors, things like that that I need. But yeah, if you guys want to donate some money through the donate button on Portlandians.com, that would be awesome. That means I wouldn't have to work so much. And I could spend more time on this. Maybe I could go back to 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. Hey. I think every 3 weeks is way too long. I think it's too much time and you lose momentum. Especially if it's a multi-part show. 3 weeks is too long in between. But that's what I got to do for right now. I'm doing it all alone. So every 3 weeks, show will come out on Friday. Look for it. You'll have the weekend to listen. Enjoy it. I hope. Okay.
Things that will help me out. You've had to listen to plugs.
Okay, that's enough of that. Be sure to check out, I'm going to post probably 3 videos of Donovan on the post of this show on Portlandians.com, which you will not be able to see if you are subscribing through iTunes or through email, possibly email. But anyways, get on Portlandians.com, you can see those videos. And I hope people don't get a weird idea about how we feel about Donovan. I feel like he could not have possibly been more humble, more generous, more sweet and kind, and just a great guy. The amount of respect I had for him as a musician grew a lot, as a person grew immensely. And except for the intro to the show today, which is mine, everything else you've been hearing music-wise has been Donovan. First one was called Colors. Second one was called Sunshine Superman. Then I played Mellow Yellow. And then this is the last one. This is one of my favorites, if not my favorite song by him. It's called Catch the Wind. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you soon.
Find me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. It would make me sing. I bet I may as well try.